Moncrief on News Talk.
The new Nicole Kidman Kidman film, Baby Girl, has a bang of 50 Shades of Grey, with Nicole playing a high-powered executive who has an affair with a younger man in which he assumes the dominant role. Within the logic of the film, she seems to be doing this because she's not happy with sex with her husband. In fact, she's been faking it for years. So how common is that? Dr. Caroline West is a sex educator. Good afternoon, Caroline.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. So, like, would it be a common thing? And I mean not just for women faking orgasms. Do men fake orgasms too?
Oh, they absolutely do as well. Yeah, for lots of reasons, it's just not happening, or they're not bothered about giving you one as well. So lots of people do fake it just to either get out of the situation or speed things up or to just get over and done with sometimes. So it's not great.
Right. OK. Is it not great? I mean, I know it's probably far more common the case that women fake it. Is that then evidence that they haven't actually enjoyed the sex?
Not necessarily. You know, you can have a great time without having an orgasm. That's fine. You know, for either gender, it doesn't have to involve something like an orgasm. You can just enjoy what you're doing and say, oh, that's fine, we're happy out, you know, or it can involve lots of them, you know. So it depends on what works for the two of you. Sometimes you're just too tired. Sometimes you're just not really, really in the mood. So, you know, it depends what the situation is.
Yeah. And so, but to women, and it's mostly women, do they fake orgasms because they want to appeal to the vanity of the person they're having sex with?
Not necessarily. More, it's like maybe they're sensing this person's just not actually interested in learning. You know, maybe they've tried to tell them before and they're not taking the hints. And or maybe, you know, they might have a bit of an ego about it, or maybe it's not actually safe as well, because some people might not respond, you know, in a very safe way if they have that kind of criticism as well. So sometimes it's a self-preservation thing, and sometimes it's a this person is just there's no hope here. Let's just get it over and done with.
God, that sounds awful then.
Yeah, it does. It does. Because there's a lot of people as well who, you know, will promise a lot and won't live up to that as well.
Right. OK. And you mean probably the person who's not doing the faking, the other person?
Yeah. Yeah.
OK. And so in some of those scenarios you described, then probably it's not a good idea to talk about it if it's mightn't be safe for them if they mention that.
Yeah, in some of those cases, you know, but and you're trying to gauge that the whole time. Like, sex is unfortunately dangerous for some people. But if they are a safe person and you feel comfortable, it's great to actually talk about it, because we're not mind readers. Everyone's body's different. Everyone's desires are different. Everyone's method of happiness is very different. So being honest and saying what works for you is probably the sexiest thing you could possibly do, rather than just you know, dive straight in, no pun intended, and just pretend like you know what you're doing, because that person's probably gone, this person's terrible, you know, I can't wait for this to be over. Whereas you could have had a much better time if you just talk to each other and say, is this working? It's not working. Can you try this? Or, you know, just communicate like you're human and in it for the same reasons.
Mm. Did you do that like well in advance, or just while it's actually happening? Should you send them an email, a few diagrams?
Whatever works. People learn in different ways. There's lots of different learning styles. Do a PowerPoint if that works for you as well. Or you can just show them in the moment as well. Or talk about it beforehand. If you know, it might take a while for you to kind of warm up. Or if you know, oh, this definitely works for me. You know, talk to them beforehand. But you can talk to each other in between. You know, consent isn't just for before the action. Consent is like in the middle of it and checking in and going, are you still okay with this? And that's your opportunity to kind of go, well, actually, can you do a bit to the left, or, you know, a bit to the right, or whatever you need kind of going on. And that's the recipe for good sex, not just pretending, you know, what's going on. Just stopping and checking and seeing, is it working? Is it not working? Let's do something different.
Yeah. But then again, I suppose for some people, kind of narrating it while you're doing it might kind of, you know, kills the moment a bit.
Absolutely. Well, then just grab their hands or grab something else, or and just, you know, show them the kind of pressure or the kind of movement, or suggest something, or send them a video of someone else doing the same thing, and you can say, hey, like, this is what really kind of works for me. Can you try this? Loads of different ways. You can get that email or a PowerPoint or a spreadsheet or whatever it works, and just have fun with it as well. And realize it's not, no one's giving out to you. No one's saying, God, you're terrible in bed. You know, people have compassion and empathy and go, everyone's different, you know, and we're all nervous and probably anxious, especially the first time people are together. It can take a little bit of time for things to build up and for that emotional connection to happen, which is kind of key for a lot of women when it comes to feeling comfortable as well and being able to let yourself relax enough as well to be fully in the moment.
Yeah. Do most women in your experience fake orgasms or have at some stage faked an orgasm?
I think they have at some point, because there's a lot of pressure, and sometimes there's been a lot of, you know, guys that are like, oh, there's 5 minutes of action, have you come yet? And that's not how it works for a lot of people. So, and a lot of women as well, we're being socialized as well, you know, to not speak up about sex and to be, you know, the good woman and all that kind of stuff. So it's really hard for a lot of people, and it's just easier then to just fake it and, you know, rather than let yourself kind of get lost in that moment. It's kind of complicated for a lot of people, and there might be trauma behind it. There might be stigma, shame, body image, you know, a million different things, as well as like bad technique from a person as well. So the more we can kind of communicate that with ourselves and with each other, the more likely you are to actually have an orgasm then.
Yeah. Though if the figures are that, you know, something in the 90th percentile of men have an orgasm when they have sex, but only 25% of women have an orgasm when they have sex, that would seem to be, there's an awful lot of conversations not happening.
Absolutely. Yeah, not a lot of sexual equality there. And I think that comes down, that's known as the orgasm gap. And a lot of the time, that's because it's just penetrative sex, I can't speak today, where it's penis and vagina. And that doesn't work for every woman. They might need a little bit of extra stimulation around the clitoris or whatever else is going on, whatever else they're kind of into. Whereas queer women have a lot more sexual equality and are more likely to have an orgasm every time for everyone involved, because they're using other implements and fingers and whatever else you have going on. And they're more dedicated as well to like making sure each person has a good time.
Let me read a text out to you, Caroline. This person says, why be so negative about faking orgasms? Maybe the person faking it has a deep affection for the other person's feelings. As a man, I've never faked one. If my partner did, I wouldn't care. Does that sum up the problem?
Kind of a little bit. I mean, you can have that affection, deep affection for your partner, but just tell them. If you don't want to come, just why lie then and go through the whole performance? You know, talk to them and say, it's just not working for me tonight, but I'm having a great time anyway. And then have that bigger conversation then about what does pleasure mean in their relationship? You know, when they're sitting over dinner and say, you know, I've never come during our relationship, or I'd like to try this, or whatever it happens to be. So if you do have that deep affection with each other, that's great. And that should mean that you're able to talk about it rather than fake things.
Caroline, thanks for talking to us today. That was Dr. Caroline West there, the sex educator, and she's a book coming out on February the 20th called Wrong Women Selling Sex in Monto.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.